Episode 788, Strategic Snacking for a Mental Boost.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I am so excited that you are here. Guess what? It is Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to get our strategic snacking for a mental boost on. Oh, yes, we are going to ramp up our afternoons. No time for tiredness here. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to live, love, and impact. And today you are going to live so you can love and impact. Oh yes, bring on the nutrition. It is Happy National Nutrition Month. Now, in all honesty, I think we have a day for everything. And if you think about your diet, your nutrition, we need to be thinking about that on a daily basis because what we put in our body affects how we perform. I don't care if you're an athlete. I don't care if you are a mom that her only requirement is to take care of her family. Your nutrition has a major component within your performance. So with that, you want to stay tuned because we gotta dive deep into this. And I'm going to give you some strategic snacking that you can do that's going to actually boost your mentality, okay? So let's get to it right now. Maybe you're used to feeling wiped out. You know, it's quite common that every afternoon we kind of hit that, and it's like you need that candy bar, that pick-me-up. Don't go for the candy bars, I'm just saying. Because, you know, it's that law that haunts your mental focus, your clarity. You can use strategic snacking for a mental boost to get you through your day. Oh, yes, you can. Nutrition plays a prominent role in your focus, in your clarity, and even in your energy. And you probably have already experienced this in your life. As we get older, especially, I know for me, my body, like it sends out wacky signals for me. And maybe it's because I'm becoming wiser. Oh, no, wait. I'm actually becoming older. Well, I would hope wiser too. But when you do eat certain foods, your body reacts. So understand, number one, that when you listen to all of this information, you always want to consult your medical provider or your physician. Number two, understand that you are uniquely, wonderfully, and fearfully made. So just because a nutrient might be really good for your body, you may try that nutrient out and it may not work for you. You may have a weird reaction. It may work opposite of what studies show, okay? You know why? Because it's your body. So understand that you have to take this into the context of your own body and figure it out. You are figuring out. Now, if you want help with that, I'm happy to walk you through with that and help you in that journey. Click on the link, Take Aim. That will start our conversation. It's a free 20-minute call. You and I can chat, and that will hopefully get you on and in the right direction, the path that you want to be on. So with nutrition here, certain nutrients found within our food helps to elevate performance. It really does. There are studies that show this. And so if you think about snacking as seriously as an athlete does, I mean, think about it. It doesn't matter what sport you want to pick out there in the world. I mean, it could be dance, it could be gymnastics, it can be basketball, it can be football, it can be soccer, whatever the sport you're considering. I mean, for me, it's ice skating, right? You could increase your productivity and performance by what you're taking in. So during an athlete's practice or game, they're going to eat specific foods containing certain nutrients that increase their performance, their drive, their endurance, helps to build their strength instead of zapping it. You probably have eaten something in your lifetime that all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so groggy. I don't know what it was. And no, it had nothing to do with the amount of alcohol that you had in your body, right? Okay. But in all seriousness, food has that reaction in our body because the way our eyes see And our taste buds' taste is totally different than how our body consumes the food. Remember, our body doesn't see this beautiful green ripe apple that's never dropped on the ground, that has absolutely no pesticides or herbicides or anything placed on it. Nothing's been sprayed. It's absolutely perfection found in the Garden of Eden. We take that fruit and we eat it, and our body says, oh, well, this is great. There's sugar here. Oh, they cut the skin off, so there's no fiber. Now what do I do? It's a chemical reaction within our body. So you need to understand that just because you see goodness doesn't mean that your body sees goodness. That's why you are uniquely made. You have to figure out what works for you. So these are guidelines that I'm giving you. I'm not telling you this is perfection. These are guidelines, because I know for me, some of these things that we're going to talk about, I just can't have. My body says, whoa, no, no, no. I'm going this direction. And that's obviously not the direction you want to go, Christiane. So you've got to put a stop to it. So you have to begin to figure out what's right for you. So there are guidelines that you can follow, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Some strategic snacking for a mental boost, all right? All right, so let's continue to dive in here. So if athletes do this, why can't we, right? Because we're an athlete. We are running the marathon of life every single day. And as a man, as a woman of impact, you're an impactor. When you go out there, you are impacting. That takes energy, right? That takes endurance. That takes... well, you don't want stress, but it can cause stress because of what you want to accomplish. So we need to take in certain nutrients. So there's been studies that have been done that show how certain nutrients affect our brain's functionality. For one, cognitism. Okay, so if you want to improve your cognition, how well you're thinking, how many of you want to do that, right? I mean, I'm raising my hand, and I want to think better. I want to be able to word things. Sometimes I get here on my episodes when I'm talking to you guys on the podcast, I'm like, I'm tripping over my own words. Yeah, I want to improve my cognition. It's important. Omega-3 fatty acids are great for that, okay? A few places you can get that is like chia seeds, fatty fish, walnuts, all great omega-3 fatty acids. Now, you say, okay, well, if that's what's good for cognition, what's bad? Well, I'm going to tell you what's bad. You know that processed food that you take in, the stuff that you tend to shop for in the middle of your grocery store? You always want to shop the perimeter of your grocery store. When you take in trans fat, it impairs your cognition. It can make you a little cloudy, a little foggy in the head. Okay, so if you want to improve cognition, think about omega-3 fatty acids. Go have a piece of little fish. It doesn't have to be a huge amount. Okay, a little bit goes a long way. Another one, you want to improve memory. Oh, I'm getting older. Let's improve that memory. I don't want my memory to go bye-bye. So you want to not indulge, but you want to have some dark chocolate or maybe some cocoa. Okay, these are filled of wonderful flavanols. These are awesome for you. It helps to improve memory. Another one, free radical damage. Think about this. Okay, we all have free radical damage. You breathe air. In this world, our cells are getting free radical damage. And what you need to fight that damage is antioxidants. And this comes especially from berries. Eat your berries. Blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries. I'm trying to think of all these berries. Berries, berries, berries. Do it good. The darker, the better. Seriously. And I would go for the smaller ones. Think about less is more. It truly is, because sometimes those little things are jam-packed with awesomeness. Nutrition impacts performance. And you can impact your day by how you strategically snack throughout your day. So keep in mind, though, that you must find what works for you and your body. Okay? You are uniquely, wonderfully, fearfully made. So let's lay out some mental and brain-boosting nutrients. Are you ready? Here is... your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Snack strategically with real nutrients. And you know what I mean by real. We've talked about real. That means if God made it, you can eat it. And that's what I mean by real. So that shopping on the interior part of your grocery store, not so good. Stay away from those aisles. You want to shop on the perimeter, the outside. Think about what? You're running a marathon of life. You're running the track of life. So stay on the outside perimeter to go grocery shopping. So let's talk carbohydrates first. Oh, yes. You're like, oh, she's going to talk carbs. I love carbs. Well, that's great. The question is, does your body love carbs? Does your mind love carbs? Because this gal here, her body does not like carbs, and neither does her mind. I have done studies on myself. I have played with foods. I have actually made notes as to how certain foods react with my body. You can ask my children. They're like, oh, yeah, this is for another write-up, isn't it, Mom? Yep, it is, because I test myself and I know what's good for me. Now, do I always eat what's always good for me? No, because I still like the good sugary stuff. I love fruits, but I can't have a lot of fruits. I just can't. So for you, though, in general, carbohydrates, it's a quick source of energy, but you got to be careful of the source of them. So vegetables, awesome. Fruits, fabulous. Legumes, yummy. And whole grains. Now, I caution you on the whole grains. If you're one who doesn't eat a lot of grains, then stay away from them. Just because they're here, it doesn't mean it's right for you, okay? I want to make sure you understand that. So like for me, my carbohydrates, I don't eat a lot of fruit. And if I do have fruit, it's early in the morning and I don't have it the rest of the day. My carbohydrates come from vegetables. That's how my body works best. I'm a freaky, you know, wacky girl. That's just how God made me. And I've just come to say, okay, Lord, that's how I'm made. So vegetables does this body good. So you have to know what works best for you. And for some of you, maybe fruit works better for you at about 2 o'clock, but don't have it at 7 or 8 o'clock right before bed, even though you may want something sweet. Maybe instead have just a bite of dark chocolate instead. Bring in some of those antioxidants. Unless if you're going to do like blueberries, and if you can have yogurt, that would be a great little kind of sweet snack at the end of the day also. Okay, number two, healthy fats. Healthy fats decrease inflammation. They also help improve circulation to the brain, and they maintain cell function. We need to have our cells functioning properly, okay? And of course, in all of this, when you're snacking, make sure you are hydrating, hydrating, hydrating. That means water. You got to drink your water. And if you really want to amp your water up, add some ginger and some lemon to it. Yes, it does the body good. That I'll leave for another episode. But seriously, ginger and lemon in your water. Excellent, power, amazing drink to give your body. And you can drink that all day long. Okay. Number two, healthy fats. We talked about it. Decreases inflammation. So what can you have? Avocados, nuts, olive oils, seeds like sunflower, pumpkin seeds, flax seeds, chia seeds. Also, other good healthy fats, coconut. Oh yes, coconut is fabulous, and fish, of course. If you can take in 2 to 3 servings a week on fish, depending upon what kind of fish it is, that's awesome. And again, it doesn't have to be like a pound of it, okay? It's basically when you're looking at your proteins, or even your healthy fats, if you're looking at your fish, because fish would fall under protein also, think about making a fist, and it's the palm of your fist when you make it. It's that size of your fist. So it's not very big. So it's the palm size. Don't go any bigger than that. Obviously, when guys, they can eat a little bit more because look at their hand size, okay? So just keep that in mind. Number three, protein. Protein helps to regulate blood sugar levels. That's really good. I laugh at the commercials when I see the commercial with the Snickers bars. And I was one who used to love Snickers bars. And not that I don't. It's just about my body can't have them now. But, you know, they show the kind of average person being real grumpy. And then all of a sudden, you know, they started eating a Snickers bar and they're fine and back to normal again. We got to regulate that blood sugar, and protein helps to do that. It also helps to rev up your metabolism, and it also helps with satiation. Yes, feeling full. You want to feel full. So what can you eat with protein? Well, you know what it is. Think about lean protein, beans, nuts, seeds, poultry, fish, okay, turkey, chicken, all yummy, 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 yummies, okay? Now, in all of this, when you're going to snack, what does that mean? A snack means a quick grab. So you've got to already have this stuff prepared. Don't wait until you're starving or all of a sudden you want something to munch on and going, oh, I have to go fix that, because guess what you're going to grab? Whatever you shop for in the middle of the grocery store, that's what you're going to grab. It's that processed stuff. So make time to prep your food snacks, your strategic snackables. That's what you need to do, okay? So make sure you have protein. If you fix chicken one night, fix a couple extra chicken whatevers, whether they're chicken thighs, chicken breast. Cut those up and go ahead and put them in snack-sized bags and put them in the refrigerator. In fact, you can even freeze them. They're already cooked. Then all you have to do is get them out that morning, set it out in the refrigerator, and when you're ready, you have it. Yummy, and it's easy peasy, okay? Number four, fiber. Fiber helps to regulate your blood sugar levels also. It helps with satiation. You want to feel full. You want to feel satisfied. Fiber will do it to you. Now, with fiber, however, I caution you, it's different for every person. Some people, if they eat too much fiber, the bowels don't move and they don't work as right. So you got to be careful. You want those bowels to work properly because you want regularity. So I know TMI, but we got to talk about it. It's important to know. And if you really want to know your stools that you're having, okay, they should be the consistency of like a banana. Okay, now don't laugh. Don't smile. I know you're smiling, but I'm being honest with you. I'm trying to take care of you. You got to be an impactor. And to be an impactor, you got to eat strategically. So if you're fiber, if you're eating too much and you're like, I can't go. Okay, maybe you're eating too much fiber or maybe you're not eating enough. Again, you have to figure that out for you. Okay, where do you find fiber? You know, vegetables. Awesome. Okay, add in some spinach. If anything else, add in spinach. Spinach has hardly any flavor. And you can grab some spinach and put it in a salad and you will not even know that it's there. Put it in your, if you like romaine lettuce, put a little bit of spinach in with your romaine lettuce. If you're an iceberg gal, then put a little bit of spinach in there. By the time you put your dressing on, you're not even going to know that it's there. Personally, if you don't think you like spinach, eat it raw. It's easier to eat raw than it is cooked. And if you're a shake person, add it into your shakes because you won't even know it's there. It will turn your shakes, however, green. I don't care what color your shakes are. It could be chocolate shake, and it's going to turn it green. I know because I put a lot of spinach in my shakes. So that's a great way to have fiber daily within it. And so you can even make a quick smoothie if you wanted to. Fruits, again, a great source of fiber. But again, be careful. Why? Because there's natural sugar in fruit. So if your body has an issue with sugar, meaning carbohydrates, beware. Nuts, seeds, beans, and whole grains, okay? Again, you're finding out the puzzle, what works for you. These are guidelines. Number five, antioxidants. Antioxidants do what? Helps to decrease inflammation, improve circulation to the brain. Yes. And the ones I love the best on antioxidants, in my personal opinion, are berries. Go for the small little cute berries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. What berry did I forget? There's lots of berries. Go for the darker, smaller. They are fabulous for you. I love it. My grandmother always said when I was growing up, and she has since passed, but I still hear her, sweetheart, always remember to eat a colorful plate. And she didn't mean like the plate had to be colorful. She meant the food on it. She goes, every single time you sit down, sweetheart, eat a colorful plate. And every time I do that, I'm like, that's why God made color, is so that we can look at our food. We eat with our eyes. Okay, and then we eat with our nose, and then eventually we eat with our taste buds. But our body recognizes everything as chemicals. So keep in mind, eat a colorful plate. That also means eat and snack colorfully. Okay, if you do that, you'll be doing your body good because nutrition impacts performance. So with antioxidants, there's vegetables, obviously herbs, spices, dark chocolate, and cocoa powder. All great. Now, two herbs that I love, spices, ginger and turmeric. Add those in. Start messing with them. Add ginger and turmeric to any meat. It's great. And I would throw in there also dill. Dill's one of my favorites also. They are powerful, powerful herbs. You want to have those in your diet. Well, I actually did an episode on that and we talked a little more specifically. I'll try and look that one up and have it in the show notes for you, but you may want to look back at createyournow.com, look at the previous episodes, and find ginger and turmeric and dill. You'll be amazed at what it can do for you. And finally, number six, hang in there, caffeine. I know you were all wondering when we'd get to the soda. No, I did not say you could drink soda. I did not give you permission to drink soda. But caffeine does improve focus, concentration, and alertness. So if you're going to have caffeine, Obviously, watch your intake and the amount that your body can have. You also need to understand your sleep cycle. So you don't want to have caffeine too late in the day because it can also affect that. And that's imperative in your wellness. So caffeine you can get from coffee, tea, dark chocolate, and cocoa powder also. You can also do different things with caffeine and be careful. Sometimes the drink itself isn't bad, but what you put in it is. So I'm not one who likes coffee. Probably if I was a coffee drinker, I would have to doctor it up so much. It'd be like drinking a gallon of milk and sugar and that all it would be, you know, and it'd be like more like a shot of coffee in there. So be aware of how you are doctoring your drink. In my personal opinion, if you're staying hydrated with water, add in some great ginger and some amazing fresh lemon. Oh, yes, I'm going to have a drink right after I'm done recording this episode. That is going to quench your thirst. And if you're eating and snacking strategically above, you're not going to have to worry about being alert. So try some of these snacks out. Again, if you're looking at wanting to control your weight, it's important to know the amount that you're taking in. For example, nuts. I could go nuts with nuts. I love my nuts. If you give me a whole jar, I can finish a whole jar. I love nuts. So when you are snacking and it's intentionally a snack, then portion it out for you. Because if you were to take the whole, let's just even say the berries, you wash them, you put them in your container, they're all clean. Man, you could just pop those in your mouth like you're used to popping popcorn or M&Ms, for example. And you can be as addicted to eating healthy food as you are to eating the junk food. So just understand that. So if you portion it out and think of it as a snack, then that will be better. Okay, so think about a snack like you're fitting it into the palm of your hand, that you can carry it in the palm of your hand. That is a snack. Again, if you would like some help with your nutrition to impact your performance, click on the link, Take Aim, and I would be more than happy and delighted to begin working with you in that journey. Initially, if you've never spoken with me before, and you know, I offer you a free Take Aim call. It's a discovery call, basically, for you to kind of figure out where you are. It's 20 minutes free with me. Click on the link. That brings up the little form that allows you to give me the information. So that begins our conversation. So I'd be happy to do that. Understand that using strategic snacking for a mental boost will give you what you need for every day, but it's up to you. You have to figure out what works with your body, because you know what? You are an impactor. So go out, be present, be incredible, be you. Live, love, impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.